When the high school football season was shortened to 7 games due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the scheduling problem was solved fairly simply by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. The district schedule stays the same for the final 5 games, and the first 2 non-district games are up to the school to look for. Many schools just kept their first 2 games or looked to familiar conference schools to fill in the gap. The problem? This solution did not fit the largest class in Iowa, as Class 4A does not have a traditional district schedule as we know it. Rather, this year was to be an experiment with a group format and success model for postseason play. So when the news came down that Class 4A would have to come up with their own 7-game schedule organically, it was a bit of a surprise for Activities Director Lee Nelson and Head Coach Eric Kluver.
Well, my first reaction was that I was not working the day that this was announced. I was actually playing golf, and I got a couple calls while I was playing. You know, and you're trying to just get away a little bit before everything gets going, and that immediately ends your mentality of getting away. Now that's pretty much all you're thinking about. So, yeah, that first instinct was there's that anxiety of, you know, what does it look like next? It was a big shift in what I thought was going to happen, but, you know, at that point you have to deal with it and move on.
Well, I was completely caught off guard. The schedule had already been changed, and that was the first that I had heard of it. So it was a shock. But we've all had to go through some difficult times and change up how we do things. So, you know, you just roll with the punches. And we're just happy that here in Iowa we're able to have a season and we've been given the green light. So we're just going to try to make the most of it.
Nelson said no activities director really had any experience in a situation like this. The association has put together the football schedules for a long time, and creating the non-district schedule is frankly just a list of teams you would like to play, then would be chosen by the state.
Yeah, and really with that, it's, you know, you have to get matched up somebody else, and you're number one. If you are somebody else's number one, you are guaranteed to play. And you're number two, if you are somebody else's number two, there's a really good chance you're going to get to play. But then after that, you're just adding names. It doesn't really matter. The state ends up putting it together for you. So, yeah, we really don't have a ton of control over our schedule. And at this point, you know, we thought we were then given full control, which that isn't necessarily an easy task either, especially in a short amount of time.
According to the revised schedule sent out by the association on July 24th, football practices were due to start at the regular time on August 10th, and the first game was still scheduled for August 28th. The problem again? That left just a month to fill out an entire schedule and basically threw away all off-season prep work.
I can tell you I had a pretty good plan ready to go for Muscatine and how many starters they had back, and had watched several films on them and had all my notes down, and really was just focusing on that game one. So, you know, it, like I said, it is what it is. It changed, and you move on, and you start scouting Dowling and the games that they played last year.
Contrary to public belief and my own, it wasn't just a free-for-all on the schedule. The association and other area activities directors did provide some structure as to who would be paired with who and who their counterparts should talk to.
Essentially, we, because Norwalk is not a 4A school, we talked first and both said we still wanted to play, but at the same time, we kind of get grouped into the CIML for football. And in this case, we actually got grouped into the CIML as well as the Sioux City and Council Bluffs school. So we became basically this 22 school cohort that had to develop a schedule. And I would say the nice part was we basically just took our schedule as it was before. And if you were matched up with one of those 22 schools, then you kept the same. Our issue was we had Muscatine, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, Waterloo West, all on our schedule, which are not part of those schools. So then we had to get filled in, and I will say the CIML basically put together a schedule, and we went through it and talked about what we felt, and then we voted on it, and that's kind of how it worked. If it would have been a free-for-all, I don't know if we would still be done. I mean, it would be so difficult to try to figure out your opponent and then the home and away part. It would have been just a never-ending process.
With only 7 games on the schedule, obviously games at the home stadium would be limited. For the Indians, however, they play three of their first four games at home and then won't see it again after September 18th unless they host a first-round playoff contest. Nelson said the unbalanced schedule came about because they have to realize that they are not in this alone.
Sioux City West was going to be an opponent of ours. We're supposed to play them at home. Sioux City has some transportation issues. So if we were going to play Sioux City West at home, it definitely wasn't going to be at 7 o'clock on a Friday. If it was going to be on a Friday, it was going to be very late. And otherwise, you're trying to find maybe a Saturday, and that's not always a perfect situation either. And knowing that we could make transportation work, we took an away game and went there. And is that the best thing to do? I don't know. I wanted to make everything work and a little grace and say, you know what, we can make a trip when somebody else can't. We're dealing with a situation that isn't going to be all the time or something that we haven't dealt with before.
The motto for this year from the Indianola Athletic Department and football team has been patience, grace, and realizing that everyone is dealing with the same situation, so you have to be as flexible as possible and really just control the things that you can control.
Once again, we just got to stay healthy week to week, get prepared week to week, and then just take them one at a time. There are so many factors and variables and things that can happen, and we all realize that in a blink of an eye our season could be shut down too. So once again, we're just happy to have the opportunity to play football, and we'll make the most of it.
Every single sport, every single fine art activity, every single thing that we're doing right now, we have to understand that we are in the middle of a situation that nobody's ever dealt with before. So we can get mad, we can get upset, or we can make the best out of whatever opportunities that we have in front of us and know that it's not going to be smooth all the time, but we can definitely make it the best that we can all the time.
For KNIA KRLS football Friday night, including our studio hosts who worked hard to put this together, our broadcasters previewing their teams, and the behind-the-scenes guys making sure we're on the air and sounding good, as well as the formation of the Class 4A Indianola Indians football team schedule, I'm Andrew Swadner, wishing the best of luck for all of our local teams this season.